Hello and welcome to Leaning Into Light's free recorded workshop for October 2017. My name is Jessica Rios and I'm the founder of Leaning Into Light. And this workshop is called Navigating Relationships During the Holidays. It's a workshop that specifically is designed for parents who could really use some support during the holidays. So many of us tend to have holidays that are stressful, and this is really aiming to support people to navigate relationships in a way that's more fulfilling during the holiday season. And for this conversation, this interview, this interchange, I turned to one of my top two favorite parenting organizations, and that is Hand in Hand Parenting. And Hand in Hand is based in California. They do work all over though. And the person I found, and I'm so grateful to have her here today, I'd like to introduce her. Our special guest is Heidi Granger Russell. Welcome, Heidi.
Thank you.
And Heidi, you are an instructor with Hand in Hand Parenting. You offer classes and workshops, and I know that you also do work one-on-one with people, both in person, and you're also available to do that at a distance. So mm-hmm. I just want to thank you in advance as we kick off this conversation for your dedication to parenting, which is a dedication to children and mothers and families and to the future of humanity and all of life. So thanks so much for being with us, Heidi.
Thank you for having me.
So on a kind of a, you know, I want to back up and start way out with a big view, looking kind of, say we're standing on the moon for a minute and we're looking down at planet Earth and all the holidays are coming. No matter where you are on this planet, the holidays are coming and you're starting to feel the buzz. And we want to consider, you know, what do we really want when the holidays are coming? When it comes to relatives and friends, you know, my sense is that we want smooth interactions. We want to get along. We want to be having a toast at the table and looking at our wonderful, healthy children. And we want to be supported and respected for the things that we're going through and the things that we believe. We want to celebrate the season. You know, in your experience, Heidi, is that basically, that's what we want?
Yeah. Isn't that what everybody wants? One thing that we all need and want as humans is connection. So I think that's really what we're craving is connection. Yeah. And the holidays are a really great opportunity for that. And it doesn't always work out that way, but it's a good opportunity for more connection with your family.
Absolutely. And from what I've learned about you in preparing for this conversation, you have some great things to share about how to develop more of that. So let's dive in more. Heidi, what tends to happen instead? What are some of the tough situations that tend to happen over the holidays for families?
Well, I think of a line that I heard on Oprah or something one time that, you know, why is it that we're so like that our families push our buttons so much? Mm. And the answer is that because they installed them. And it just cracked me up because it's so true. Like we're so easily triggered by our families of origin. And why? Because when you're young, old, you know, hurts get in rather easily. You're young, you're kind of, you know, the most defenseless one in the family. Hurts get in early with your family. And so if they're not handled, not all families are experts at dealing with feelings. They become our triggers. They become our buttons that get pushed. And no one's better at pushing them than your family. Mm. So it's a wonderful opportunity to work on old hurts and issues if you're willing.
Right. That resonates so much. I mean, family does push our buttons more than anyone. It's kind of wild. And a lot of the time there is a response of, why is this the case? But I love what you said. They installed these buttons. We do get easily triggered. That's hilarious when you think about that. So right, I'm picturing Heidi, you know, and we've all been in these situations, people sitting around at a table, lots of tension all of a sudden because somebody has a different religion than somebody else and something they said didn't settle right, or so there's tension, there's judgment, there's feeling dissonance and just yucky. Well, actually, disconnection, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. You said connection at the beginning, and I'm realizing, wow, what happens is actually people end up feeling really disconnected.
Right.
Yeah. So, awesome. So I know that you have, you know, so many tools to share, and where do you want to take us first? What can we do about this?
Well, as far as parenting goes, some of us are choosing to parent differently than our families did. And so it can be really challenging, at family get-togethers where the children are there to navigate, like the way that you're doing things differently. Like personally, I don't use, you know, rewards and punishments. And so that might look odd to like Aunt Clara or whoever, because that's the way they did it. And people can often feel challenged by you making a different choice, and they can feel judged by that. One great thing to do before heading into these situations is to get really confident and remind yourself why you do it this way. Like bone up on what really brought you to the way that you want to parent, and study up on it so that you can feel confident going into these situations that you made the right choice. The second thing I would really recommend is to work on your feelings before you head into the potentially contentious situation. And the way that we do that in hand-in-hand parenting, we have a specific tool called listening partnerships, where you partner up with another adult and you split the time you've got, and you each take, you know, 10, 15, 20 minutes, and you really get to your feelings around certain subjects. So if I was going to a family function and there happens to be a family member there that we don't necessarily see eye to eye, I could really take those feelings, the fears of judgment I have, my fear of feeling like I'm not a good parent, or all the things, all the fears that really get under, our reactions. And I would want to work on those feelings, with a non-judgmental listening partner, someone who's just going to listen to me. They're not going to give me advice. They're just there to listen.
Mm-hmm.
So that I can, go ahead.
Yeah, I love that. And part of why I love it is because I can just think back to how many times I just needed somebody to sit there and open their ears and not say a word, because suddenly in the presence of this other person who's willing to listen, I might get an idea that I had no idea about before I sat with them. So it's almost like there's something in the chemistry that we have with another person, or just the spaciousness or the presence, but the listening partnership model is beautiful. I really appreciate that.
And you really kind of nailed it right then by realizing that when you are able to get to your feelings and clear out kind of the garbage feelings that are clogging your clear thinking, and you can really work on it, and you can cry and you can sweat and you can rage within this safe space with somebody, suddenly your clear thinking comes back. And you're
okay.
Like, oh.
Yes.
And suddenly you're able to make decisions from a higher place rather than just reacting from your fear.
Yeah, you're not all panties in a wad. You're more tapped into your wisdom. And as you're speaking about this, Heidi, I'm actually realizing that, you know, there are some of us who might not have somebody in our lives who really has the capacity to sit without judgment. What does somebody do in that case?
Well, there are people all over the world who are looking for listening partners. Through Hand in Hand organization, we have there's some Facebook pages with, you know, thousands of people. And these people are maybe in a similar situation, like, gee, I don't have anyone in my immediate life who I can do this with. And you can do it over the phone. You can have someone. I have like a steady listening partnership I do once a week with a friend. I also have people I can call. I have people I can text and say, hey, does anybody have 10 minutes right now? You can set it up all kinds of different ways. And it doesn't have to be someone you know. It can be a total stranger. And sometimes it's better to have it be someone you don't know, because there's no baggage there. And you don't feel like you have to explain yourself. You can just say what you got to say, and they're just going to listen. And then you swap, and then you listen to them while they have their feelings.
Yeah, I'm imagining some of these initial phone calls or initial meetings with your listening partner might be kind of explosive on one end anyway, because stuff gets pent up. And
totally, yes.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's a really cool resource, and I don't want to go any further without giving people, in case somebody, you know, this is the longest they can listen, they're on their way to work. This listening partnership thing where people are available all over the world, I just want to insert how people get in touch with you. Mm-hmm. Is it an email address? What is it? What can you give people right now?
Yeah, so you can reach me directly at my email address is Heidi@handinhandparenting.org. And if you want to find more information about Hand in Hand Parenting, they have an amazing website. It's a nonprofit organization, and they have a really, really rich website filled with articles and podcasts. And that's at www.handinhandparenting.org.
Yeah, thanks.
And there's Facebook groups you can join as well.
Mm-hmm. I'm on the Hand in Hand Parenting Facebook group, or the main one anyway, and I get notifications. Mm-hmm. And holy moly, there's a lot of free stuff, a lot of really mm-hmm. cool resources. So thanks for sharing that. Excellent. So just to back up a little again, give people a reminder. You've shared about getting confident first. Mm-hmm. What brought you back to the way you parent, stepping back, building that confidence in whatever way it takes, doing 10 jumping jacks. For me, sometimes physical exercise gets me into a really clear state of mm-hmm. confidence. Then you talked about working on your feelings before you head into a potentially contentious situation. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Listening mm-hmm. partnerships. I imagine you're going to go on because you have so many resources. So what's next? What else?
Well, what can happen if you have, you know, already kind of got through a lot of your feelings around, you know, this maybe particular person or particular situation. And then you can get some mental clarity there, and suddenly you can remember like, oh yeah, Aunt Clara's like that. You know, that's just how she is, but I love her anyway. You know, you can try to like get to that place where you're really just realizing that everybody just wants connection. And when you see Aunt Clara become tight and tense around something that you're doing, you're like, oh yeah, that's where her hurts got in. You know, mm-hmm. at some point Aunt Clara felt unsupported or she wasn't connected very well as a child. So it feels uncomfortable to see me connect with my child in a way that she didn't. It's bringing up feelings for her, and to try to stay like, as we're being compassionate with our children in the moment, and maybe we're being judged, is to try to stay compassionate for the people that are having a hard time with it as well, and to have empathy for them. Like, oh, this is triggering for them, mm-hmm. and it's okay. Yeah. You know, like, right. I'm not able to fix them, but it's okay. Yeah. I can have empathy for how they're reacting.
Yeah, and inside Aunt Clara and anyone else who's getting upset or triggered by us or by our interaction, there's a little child in there, and having that, mm-hmm. you said it, that empathy mm-hmm. is a really beautiful place to reach. And there are one or two places in my life where I've reached that, and it has taken a lot of discipline, a lot of self-work, a lot of self-healing, a lot of forgiveness, but mm-hmm. it's one after the next. You know, I do know that once you've done that and reached that place with one person where you're just less triggered, mm-hmm. seeing them more in that place, it can really carry on to more. So I appreciate you painting that picture. Are there any other tools you want to share around, so there's confidence?
Yeah. Another idea is, so you've done all this work on yourself, you've really cleared a lot of these feelings, and you're able to really show up in a loving way. Is if you're able to stay light, you can really use humor and play to diffuse some situations with family. If, for instance, you know, you're at a family gathering, maybe you don't really like the way that grandpa's playing with your child, maybe there's some teasing or, you know, something that you're just not quite comfortable with, rather than getting upset or going after grandpa and saying, we don't do it that way, or however the things that are coming up for you, because you've worked on your feelings and you're not quite so reactive, you could come in, playfully, and rather than stop what they're doing, maybe you could just change the flow of it and say, hey, he's mine. And you could like pull the child back and forth, pretending you love the child more. No, I love him more. Oh, here, you give me the child. And the child gets to be in the center being, having all the attention on them. And you've diffused the type of play that didn't feel comfortable for you. Hmm. Or you could, you know, move in and say, but you can't catch me. And, you know, you, or you kind of bring the energy onto you rather than, you know, having a confrontation about it. You could kind of enter the play and kind of change the play using humor and lightness. And suddenly now we're playing a game of chase and you're able to kind of, bring yourself to the game so that your child feels safe. Mm-hmm. And you've brought yourself to the game. So now grandpa's, now you're all having fun together. Hey, now we're all connected. Rather than now me being in a fight with grandpa about how I didn't like the way he did it. Mm. We're all having fun. So if you feel resourced enough to use humor and fun and play, it can really get you out of a sticky situation.
And if you don't, do you recommend like watching a really funny movie or do we beef up on our humor?
Right. Beef up on your humor. Yeah. If that doesn't work. Yeah. You know, it's not always going to work. That's the truth. It's never going to be perfect. Our parenting isn't going to be perfect. Our children aren't going to be perfect. Our families are not going to be perfect. So, you know, sometimes the good first step is to just be like, hey, we're all human. This isn't going to be perfect, but I'm going to, you know, do the best I can in this situation.
Absolutely. That's a really important point to remember. And I just pick up that you're good at the humor piece. So I just, from one mother to another, thank you for that. And, I've actually picked up a book on, I think it's called Playful Parenting while we're tossing out resources. Do you know of that one?
Oh, I love that book.
Okay.
That book is total genius, written by Lawrence Cohen.
Okay.
And yeah, yes. It's an amazing book. Yeah. And another, it's a book my husband also enjoyed. So that was nice.
You know, it's the reason I loved it was because I'm going to be transparent here, and this is not a stretch for me. I'm kind of miss vulnerability in terms of sharing feelings that could be shameful, but they're not. You know, I've forgotten to play in a lot of ways. I knew how to play as a child, and I think it kind of got worked out of me pretty young for various reasons. There's no blame for anyone in that statement, but I have forgotten how to play in a lot of ways. And when I read that book, it was like, oh God, absolutely. This makes total sense. Oh, I can totally do that. Oh, that is so basic. Oh, that is so simple. Mm-hmm. Oh my word. And you know, a funny trick for me, and I mean, I just share this because we all have got them probably. We've all got play in us. When I lay on my back, I laugh more. So there's something about it. I can see in your situation, in your picture you painted with grandpa and, you know, entering and using humor. If I just pop down on the floor and lay on my back, I'm going to lighten up a bit and that's going to help.
Oh yeah.
So I imagine.
And all the kids are going to jump on you and it'll be fun.
Exactly. Fantastic. Yeah. So there's the getting confident beforehand, there's the working on your feelings beforehand, and then there's the using humor. Those are all really fantastic tools. So Heidi, we know relationships are tricky places. They're not easy. It's hard work to have relationships run even somewhat smooth. You know, they're not easy places. Who do we need to be as parents to step into this dance?
We need to be connected. We need support. This is not like parenting is not an easy job. Being in families is not easy necessarily. So we really need to build support for ourselves. Listening partnerships is one way. Friends, you know, neighbors, help. You need support so that you're not doing it yourself. And the other thing that I like to always remember and remind myself is that we are all born good. Our children are good. We are good. What happens along the way is sometimes, you know, gets a little muddy. Things kind of get packed on top of that and we start to forget that we're all good. And so is everybody else. We all started out good, but things happen to make it maybe not so good. So just remembering to always go back to the idea that like, we're good. I'm a good person. You're a good person. Our child is a good person. We're just struggling. And it's not going to be perfect and that it's okay. And we're doing the best we can. And, you know, tomorrow's another day. And, yeah, that's the, like, the most basic thing that I come back to that helps me.
Sounds very centering and just like a fantastically healthy perspective to have. And I agree with you. And, yeah, it kind of clears, like you said, what happens along the way can get a little muddy. That perspective really clears the water a bit. So I'm wondering, Heidi, as we, you know, every parent, even with the most varying, extremely different parenting styles, we mm-hmm. all want what's best for our children. And
right.
we all are doing our best. We're mm-hmm. doing the best with what we've learned, with what we've experienced, with our wounds, with our wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
What do you see as, what are the benefits for the children when we step more into the kind of parenting you're talking about, these kinds of tools you're offering?
Mm-hmm. When we listen to each other, and, you know, we're going to extend that same courtesy to our children. When we listen to our children, when we hear their feelings, when we understand that they're not coming from a manipulative place when they cry, that they're coming from a place of needing connection and maybe they're not feeling so good, and we can move toward the difficult feelings and say, I'm here for you and I'm not going anywhere. It really instills a deep unconditional love. I mean, what greater gift? I can't think of a greater gift than to feel that, gosh, no matter what I'm going through, no matter how rough I look on the outside, that someone's still going to love me and stick by me is like, wow, that is some really deeply nourishing stuff. So when we're listening to our children and really honoring, you know, who they are, without being permissive, I mean, we are the adults and we're going to have limits and we're going to hold those limits, but we're going to listen to the feelings they have about it. And that's okay. And I think what's going to happen is you're going to have a child who has, you know, very healthy boundaries, who is emotionally healthy and hopefully has a place where they can clear their uncomfortable feelings with you. And then when they go out in the world, they're going to be cooperative and enthusiastic and good learners and really be people that can make good change in the world.
Mm, yeah. It's just, even when you said, there was something you just said in the last minute. It was like you were talking to your own child, but you said it and I'm here talking with you. So it was like mm-hmm. you said it to me. You said something like, it's okay, whatever feelings you have, I'm going to be right here. And mm-hmm. I just felt so safe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So safe. And that's deep unconditional love, like you say.
Yeah.
And when we feel safe in the world, even with one person, they mm-hmm. don't have to be next to us. But if we know we've got that love, yeah, I can imagine a pretty different world, a much kinder world than we have right now. So I just really appreciate the work that you're doing with families, with children. The whole realm of emotional intelligence is growing so much right now, and we're learning mm-hmm. so much more about it. And at the same time, there's so much we haven't learned.
Yeah.
So much more to do. And I just, as I hear you talk, I think, wow, this is work. Our children.
Yeah.
are in many ways wiser than we are. And mm-hmm. if they're being raised with the kind of attention you're talking about, loving attention that doesn't have harsh consequences, that mm-hmm. is safe, they're going to be more advanced than we are in a pretty short mm-hmm. amount of time, emotionally speaking. And
yeah.
it doesn't mean they know how to cross the street when they're three by themselves. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying on an emotional
right.
level. Yeah, this is deep spiritual work, whether we like it or not. And it's very powerful.
I agree. I always try to think of parenting as emotional work. Like, we're really doing emotional work when we're parenting well. And I mean, you're going to put the time in either way. mm-hmm. I mean, I know a lot of people feel like, I don't know, this parenting style, it's sure a lot of work. And it's like, it is, because you really have to work on yourself too. But, you know, you're putting the time in anyway. You may as well get really, really good results if you can.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, maybe there are certain, you know, there are certainly parents who put in more time than others. So, mm-hmm. you know, there is that. And at the same True. Time, it's not like you're paying your child. It's not like you're paying a guru or a retreat center. You just have this free, you know, beautifully wise being in your home right there.
It's so true. It's so true. Yeah.
Definite shout out to all the mamas and papas out there, though. It's like you say, Heidi, it's not easy work. And yet I believe it's the most beautiful work in the world. Heidi, I really want to thank you for all the tools you've shared today. The three tools we went over and then additional insights that you offered. And I also am really grateful for Hand in Hand Parenting and all the hundreds of instructors, including you, who offer this kind of support. It's really the most important work in the world as I, in my perspective, the way that we are with children. It's the hardest and the most beautiful work in the world. So for all you listeners, I want to share, Heidi, your email address once again. It's Heidi, H-E-I-D-I, at handinhandparenting.org. And the handinhandparenting.org website is an exceptional resource for parents. Lots and lots of free stuff available. And then, of course, there's paid stuff there too. I want to reiterate something really beautiful you said, Heidi. We all need to be connected. We need support. Mm-hmm. We are all born good. Our children are good. We are good. So let's take that with us throughout the day. Mm-hmm. And Heidi, thank you so much for joining us. It's been really quite a pleasure to have you.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been wonderful talking with you.
Yay. So for all you listeners, thank you for joining Leading Into Light for our free monthly recorded workshop. It is a genuine delight to bring these workshops to you. If you want to check out more about Leading Into Light, it's www.leaningintolight.com. You can also like us on Facebook. And for those of you enjoying our free monthly recordings, looking forward, we've got November, Staying Spiritually Centered in Crazy Times with Master Relationship Coach Charles Zook. And then in December, we have Communicating with Plants, with a conversation with Piper Lacey of Wildcraft Urban. So thanks again for being with us. That's a wrap. Take good care.